Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains, or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Burt Show.
Here is Serge. So we get into this heated conversation on Friday with Carl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the center of it was, what was the center? I mean, I don't want to say.
There was a bit in which we were going to have two guys go out into a public place, and one was going to propose to the other to see the public's reaction to it. And Carl was initially approached to do this for us, and Carl refused because he said it made him uncomfortable. So we confronted him on the air Friday about that.
So Serge called up at that point, and he had a very strong opinion about it and outed himself on the radio. He's like, this is the first time I've ever talked about this, and here it is publicly.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to check in with him today to see if any family heard it, friends heard it, coworkers, and what's been going on. Hey, Serge.
Hey.
How are you today?
How are you doing?
Good.
I've taken off work today
mm-hmm.
because Friday was pretty interesting.
What happened?
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm not going to say the experience was bad. It was outside of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that I've been pretty much sleepless all weekend.
What?
Because, you know, I've been working at the same place for the last 5 years. And prior to this, if I talked about relationships with other coworkers, it was in terms of the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because I haven't been in a relationship since 2004. And my last long term was with a woman. And whenever I talked about that relationship, it was like in a conversation about relationships with someone who was experiencing some challenges in a relationship of their own. And normally it was about the dynamics of men versus women.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make it clear that prior to Friday, I never really talked about any romantic relationships with men except with one or two gay coworkers that kind of were respectful of me not wanting to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And with them, I never really talked much about the relationships with women.
Mm-hmm.
I've had about 3 long-term and with women and 2 with men, and I've been pretty much dating men exclusively since that last relationship with a woman. So for the gay women, men and women at work, I'm pretty much gay for those that know, and for the straight population, they assume I'm straight.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sort of under stealth mode. So that said, here's what happened. My work area is sort of at a service window, so I pretty much see everyone coming and going on a floor, and I'm kind of known throughout the office since I've been there for a while. And 15 minutes after I arrived from work, the first person stopped by to tell me how courageous I was about talking about the situation, and she really appreciated getting to hear what I had to say
mm-hmm.
and to assure that the firm was behind me. I was kind of surprised that, even though I knew it was coming, because I know talking about, you know, on the radio kind of gives open license for people to just talk about it in general.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly don't have the personality that allows me to go up to a coworker to address something like that about that sort of thing, even if it's to comfort them or something, you know?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So that opened up, and I was sort of really uncomfortable talking about it at work. But it was fine. I mean, I knew what was coming after I did it. Even though I told her it wasn't courageous, it was sort of impulsive. You know, I forgot that there was a voice disguiser that I could go behind, and I forgot to change my name. But at the same time, I wanted to be honest on the radio because I was kind of coming at you guys in defense of Carl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make sure I was completely out there if I was going to call anything into question.
And there has to be something subconscious in you that wanted to set this in motion.
Yeah, although I'm not,
I believe.
I'm, No, I admit that. I'm it's been a year of change for me, 2010, so I guess this is part of it, too.
Good for you.
And why did you take today off? I'm curious, because her comments were very supportive.
Well, here's what was coming.
Okay.
The next thing was that one of the gay coworkers that I spoke with came up and was really making a big deal about the whole thing, because I had actually posted what was going on Facebook, and it's a closed Facebook, but I have like a coworker filter there, and so he got to see it. And he came up, and it wasn't necessarily not supportive, but it was sort of like he was really making like a, you know, you should have been out more. Or not that he said those things, but he was really trying to be flamboyant at in front of my desk, you know. And he was, there's my boss sitting in a, who doesn't know yet.
I can't quite pinpoint exactly what.
What he did.
Yeah, what he did.
Well,
that,
no, okay. What
define
he did was, he
define
was,
him
was
being flamboyant
saying,
at your
gay,
desk.
Gay, you know, point, he was pointing his finger, literally saying, gay, gay, gay.
I like teasing you.
Yeah, he was teasing me. And, I mean, we sort of have that kind of relationship, but I hadn't told my boss yet what was going on, and he was doing it in front of my boss's office. So I felt like the choice of being able to talk about it was getting taken out of hand.
So why the decision to take the day off then? Like, because you're not there today, probably more people are going to talk about it in the office than if you were there.
Right. Well, that's true. But you see, I'm simultaneously like a very private person and an open book at the same time. I mean, I realized that I had talked about it. I went in. I worked through my day. I had several people stop by. I also had like a big wig stop by to tell me that the business was behind me, and they wanted the whole surge, not just one person, you know, there. But then I started really freaking out about the information being so free. You know, it was something that I did on impulse, and that I was ready to talk about it. But once it leaves your lips,
and it's
it
out
just
there.
Goes. I'm sorry?
Yeah, and then it's out there, and then it just goes and it gets in moving, and it's in motion, and it seems like you weren't really ready for it to be in motion. So by not going to work today, you're able to control a situation that you felt like was out of control on Friday.
But yeah, I've got to say for people who get fired from being gay, I just want to put it in perspective that you are lucky to be at this office because you had more than one person come to you and say the firm is behind you. And so I do think that all this insecurity is coming from within you.
Yes,
it's not a hostile work environment. Mm-hmm. And so many gay people would love to be in a situation that in a conservative environment where somebody walks up to them and says, I just want to let you know the firm is behind you. So you're very lucky.
Well, here's the interesting thing. You remember when we were talking about the issue of the black community and homosexuality? All of the people that came to be supportive were all black, were all white. I'm sorry. They were all white. There were people that I used to talk to every morning that are black that just walked by, except there was just one person who said hello, and then that was it.
Yeah. Carl and I had that conversation outside the office or outside the studio on Friday about this very thing, too.
Really?
It's very, very different. It's very, very different, and that's why his attitude was he didn't want to get involved in it whatsoever. You know.
And granted, they may not all have listened to it, and maybe I was hyper aware of being conscious of something, some hostility. But it was really strange. There's only one other person who came to talk that I went to talk to about it, and she was supportive. But all the other, it was like a ratio of 1 to 10.
Well, it's like, I reiterate that your insecurity is coming from within you. And I understand that the black community is not as open-minded as the white community. And I challenged Friday that needs to change and it shouldn't just be okay. But also, I think that, you know, people wear different style of clothing and people don't pay attention to them. People, you know, like there's so many things that you can be insecure about. And if you're not insecure, you put your energy toward the people that are supportive of you and it ends up being more white people, then be supportive of the white people. If it, you know, don't waste your energy worrying about the guy that passed by you that didn't look at you, because I mean, be proud of yourself and the firm's right. behind you, and you're not going to lose your job. And it's not a hostile work environment just because a couple people didn't say hi. Right. So that's I think that, yeah, I don't understand why you're backing out of work today.
Hey, Serge, we got to run here, ma'am. But thank you for sharing everything with us. Appreciate it.
Okay, congratulations.
I appreciate you giving me the forum.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
It's a good thing. Congratulations. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
The Burt Show. Moro Casino.
America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
A colossal monster, a city in ruins, no way out, except inside of the all-electric Toyota CHR. John Cho stars in Escape. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family today. Toyota, let's go places.